Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Shabbos. So the last Aliyah of Chukas completes the interactions between Yisrael La'amim that started with the Kanani Melech Harad Yoshev HaNegev and continued, of course, with Edom. And it carries on with Sichon and Og. There's a fascinating, the Shitasa within Rashi's Perish on this Aliyah and the wars against Sichon and Og. We know that there's an Issa D'Oraisa of the Jewish people attacking Ammon and Moab unprovoked, which Rashi references on the Pasuk of Ki Az Givul B'nei Amon. It says that the Jewish people didn't attack, and it's related to this week's Haftorah, even though, of course, the Melech Amon, 300 years later, accused the Jews of attacking Amon, but that wasn't the case. Sichon was Metar Eretz Amon Umoav. Sichon had conquered it, and the Ramban explains. That's why the Torah goes into such detail here. Ki Esh Yatzah Mechashbon Lehava Mikiryas Sichon Achlar Moav Balei Bamos Arnon. So the Ramban points out is that the Torah is putting it there as a historical evidence that Sichon conquered from Ammon and Moab, and then we conquered from Sichon. Sichon was entire Eretz Ammon and Moab. But Rashi references the Issa D'Oraisa, Ki Az Gavul B'nei Ammon, that what made B'nei Ammon strong was not their military strength, right? Kal v'chomer, if Sichon could defeat Moab and Ammon, so then we would certainly be able to defeat them as well. If we could defeat Sichon, Ki Hashem Elokeinu Imanu. But the point is, Ki Az Gavul Ammon, right? What does that mean? So Rashi says, is al tzitzirem v'al tzitzgarbam, that we're not allowed to wage offensive war against them. So this is really the Rashi, the Shitaso, and the Milchames Og as well. Because the Pasuk says, al tira oso, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told not to fear Og. Says the Ramban elaborates on Shitas Rashi, says, why would Moshe Rabbeinu be afraid, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was not Ar Hagever Asher Yivtach Ba'adam V'sam Basar Zero O, that Moshe Rabbeinu was fearless when it came to human beings. So clearly it had to do with the zechus of a mitzvah. Now the Ramban expands on that, and he says, well, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that there would be an aveira, right? B'shas Melcham and Melcham Esichon, maybe they took something inappropriately, maybe they were, involved in some aveira, and, as the Ramban always says, that's the derech of the tzaddikim, right, Shamiya Kalkil Ho Aveira, that we're always concerned for Averos getting in the way. But be that as it may, within Rashi itself, where, Rashi says it was the Zechus of Og, Vayevo, Apalid, Vayegedla, Avram, Ayivri, right? So this is, a beautiful idea that the Jewish way of war is that we're concerned, about Averos, and on the other side, we're concerned for their Zechuyos, Al Tiro Oso. So again, The Aliyah really establishes a certain Jewish ethic of milchama, not just the issue between Rashi and Ramban at the beginning of the Aliyah about whether we're mechuyev to be poseach b'shalom. According to Ramban and Rambam, the answer is yes. According to Rashi, the answer is no. For Sichon, right, the Rambam famously said, which is obviously a halachic / moral issue, but in terms of what it is that we're concerned about, Hashem Itanu Al Tiraum, as Kalev and Yoshua said. So we're concerned about Averus that we might have done, right? So we're concerned about Zechuyos that they might have, Al Tiro so. And Kiaz, Gavul B'nei Amon, it wasn't that it was so fortified, or they had, better surface-to-air missiles and a better air defense system than the Amori. On the contrary, it was the opposite. But the point is, Kiaz, Gavul B'nei Amon, right, B'nei Amon was protected by a halacha, and that was the ultimate defense, right? We couldn't violate Al Tzitzirim Val Tzitzgarbam, even in the Haftorah, when Yiftach is only able to go to war against Ammon, because Ammon first attacked the Jewish people, and Yiftach, tries to make peace with him. He tries to reason with him and say, the whole thing is a canard, right? You know very well that we never attacked you, and, he's unmoved, and Yiftach goes and destroys the king of Ammon, etc., and liberates the Jewish people from any of their aggression. But again, there's nothing here that would suggest that there's a heter for unprovoked aggressive war against Ammon. So the Jewish way of war is predicated on a halachic reality, ki az gavul Ammon, al tiro, so the zechus of Og. Vayevo apalid vayeged the Avram ha'ivri. I think just to reference very briefly what we talked about a little bit last year is that the historical antecedents here are very strong. It's not arbitrary that the zechus that we're most concerned about is zechus that goes back to Avram Avinu, because Ammon and Moab, their protection that they're given is, of course, as B'nai Lot, Kilif Nei Lot, Natati Es Ar Yerusha, right? And it's not for us. Lo midracha kaf ragel. So the idea of going back to that historical time period of Avram and Lod is particularly compelling. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.